Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
Jackson, you wanted my walk-up music. This is it.
It's been years.
Falco. Yeah, Falco.
On the day, it's one of the best pictures.
Welcome back. It's TMA presented to you by Brown & Crouppen and Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour. Schaefer Door Company, sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour here on TMA, which will also, of course, include the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. Schaefer Door Company is online at SchaeferDoorCompany.com, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, door.com. Call or text a number they set up specifically for you, the audience member, 636-782-3608. It's going to get you the quickest response time. They service all kinds of garage doors for service and new installs. That garage door spring breaks, it's brutal. It's miserable. Plus, I was talking with the owner about my situation. My garage door is loud as the day is long. I feel like it's a little slow and loud. It drives me up the wall. I might have to do business with them. I don't know what we're going to do. They service commercial doors as well. If you run a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in these types of jobs. It's Schaefer Door Company. The business has multiple multifamily members working there. Shows a lot of stability and a great place to work. It's big enough to get any job done, but small enough to talk with a person who can have an important emergency need. And their service techs are not commission-based. They're going to go out there, they're going to fix it, and that's that. Go to SchaeferDoorCompany.com. Excuse me, SchaeferDoor.com. SchaeferDoor.com. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R-Door.com. Or call or text 636-782-3608. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master authorized dealer. It's Schaefer Door Company, sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour here on TMA. And Jackson, tell me about your hair and why it's so thick and lush.
That's thanks to our friends over at St. Louis Hair Restoration. If you're looking in the mirror today, maybe tomorrow, maybe yesterday, and you say, man, hairline's starting to move back a little bit, the crown of my head's thinning, I'm just not as confident as I am with my hair as I once was, you go into St. Louis Hair Restoration there, kind of near Baldwin-ish. You get off 270 right there near Baldwin. It's super easy, super convenient location there. And you walk in, they'll give you a free hair consultation. And then when you mention TMA, it's $250 off of a hair treatment, much like Doug's FUE procedure, or it might be a little less invasive like mine, which is just finasteride every morning, and then a laser cap that I wear for 6 minutes a night. Super, super easy to do, and you're going to feel better about your hair situation. Get your confidence back. Go check out our friends at St. Louis Hair Restoration.
There it is, St. Louis Hair Restoration, wonderful sponsor here on TMA. Iggy, they're not happy that you weren't back.
Oh, God. Well, I heard a music playing, and I went in the kitchen.
God, rock me, Amadeus, Amadeus.
And you started
Amadeus,
a live spot, I said, well,
Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. That's a good song.
Say hi to somebody and come back in.
Who would you say hi to?
I was talking to Courtney.
What's she got going?
We were talking about Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and there's no jazz musicians anymore. Stones are playing, Foo Fighters are playing. I'm like, why do they call it a jazz fest? There's no jazz.
It's a fair observation.
Mm. Great lineup. No jazz. Well, Samantha Fish is playing, but she's not really jazz anymore.
Not to be confused with Amanda.
Amanda Fish, yeah.
You see, the Clipper gave everybody free concessions over the last game at the...
Was that the Boban free throw that they missed for the free chicken?
No, no. This is just the last game, I think, at the Clippers' old arena.
Oh, well, yeah, Crypto.
And Ballmer bought everyone or paid all the concessions for the entire night, including beverages.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that pretty cool? An owner that cares?
He sweats a lot. He's a big sweater, that Steve Ballmer.
I just thought that was a fun little story.
I wonder if Live Nation has even tried to get the Foo Fighters to Busch Stadium.
Well, you are hopping mad about this Foo Fighters thing.
I thought they were coming last year. I had heard rumblings that they're going to announce St. Louis, and they didn't. I mean, you can take one or two country acts to play Busch and bring in Foo Fighters.
You're mad about the country acts?
No, not at all. I don't want Jesse to get mad at me.
Jesse Kiowski,
who is the promotions director for us, but also for WIL. She has a lot to do with the country acts that come in and promoting it. I'm just not a country guy, but you would think they could find one date to bring the Foo Fighters to Busch.
know. This
Reach
city
out.
Is so much going on.
No, I love my guys at Live Nation. They do a great job.
But just not in this particular
Maybe
situation.
It's not that. Maybe they're trying. The dates don't work for Busch Stadium. Maybe it was a tractor pull or something.
Well, the tractor pull now at the new tractor pull at the Cardinal games, those are like more miserable than any tractor pull or any motocross event that the Dome has ever put on.
Those motocross and tractor pulls and truck things with Bigfoot, draw like 40,000 people.
Yeah, it's perfect for the city, and it's absolutely perfect for the Dome.
I don't know how many tractor pulls are going down at Busch Stadium. I think that would damage the field.
Yeah, well, those are more like the...
Those are more the Dome, but...
We have a Fulton County Fair that does that.
A tractor pull?
Oh, and it
So
gets,
is that just a human being or a group of humans trying to pull a tractor, or is it a tractor
they're
pulling
like,
something
you have
else?
To, you have to, you, first of all, you get the water truck out there, and you got to hose down that dirt to make it mud.
Uh-huh.
That's the first step.
I'm trying to get Cletus.
Pull a tractor through it.
Trying to get Cletus to sign up for this foursome. I think it'd be fun. I think TMA should do it. I was talking to Jesse about it, and it'd be a lot of logistics... involved.
Right up your alley.
But, sounds like right up our alley.
Since we're not doing a dotem, I said, why don't we do this like a putt-putt tournament? We get one of these putt-putt courses, you know, there's a few good ones here. Just have a putt-putt tournament. Have the course for the day, have four people play in a foursome, and then just have 18 holes. But they're doing one, I think, in conjunction with Busch Stadium. They're putting a putt-putt course, and they got foursomes playing a putt-putt tournament. That'd be fun.
There a hole with, you got to hit it through a bow tie?
Yeah, just a Jamo's, hit it through Jamo's Alex's mouth.
Dodge a clown
nose
outfielders.
On it. Yeah. I do love me some mini golf. Because it said I'm terrible at putting, and I'll go back to that Masters thing. Could you beat 11 under by just putting?
If I had a caddy, that would change a lot of things. Someone to help me read the greens, because that's what I'm like. There'd be like two ridges and 10 feet of break on some of these putts, and the speed. Like I would need a really good caddy.
Tommy Fleetwood had a local caddy.
Did he
this week and finished tied for third?
Who won $100,000?
KJ in O-Town says I am not planning this.
No, you have nothing to do with it.
This is your baby.
So you're gonna put this together?
Well, I mean, I need help. But Jesse made some good points. We're talking about the logistics and what it would cost. And
what help?
Well, we'd have to pay to get the putt-putt course for the day. I mean, if we're going to play, you can't play back-to-back 18 foursomes. Take forever.
I want you to go to Putt Shack today. Go talk to the manager, probably 19, and explain this idea.
They got four foursomes.
Because you know what the kid just kind of in between jobs, kind of running the thing.
What are you looking at, old man? You gonna want some hot dogs with that?
So you're looking to bring what, 75 people?
I think we turned into a documentary, the creation of the world's greatest putt. You're like Bobby Jones on the South Georgia grounds.
So we're gonna heat her right outside.
Yeah, it'd be your creation of the Ken Strode putt putt classic.
I think it'd be fun.
I actually like the idea. I love putt-putt. I don't want to do anything to do it. Get it together.
Halfback draw. All yours, baby.
No, if we thought we could do something like that and Jesse thought it was worthwhile, I'd sit down with Jesse and I'd help her do it. But she brought up some good points. I mean, she's our promotions director. She knows more than I do.
Sure.
Oh, okay. So it's not happening then. That's from KG in O-Town.
Well, again, you had nothing to do with this thing happening. You just happened to pull some ping pong balls out of your ass and, hey, look, I'm playing. Iggy's got the winner of us. Right, how'd that work? Hey, Sean, they're going to be sending you money.
Yeah, I'm no insider, but something tells me a putt-putt tournament wouldn't really sell. Try again, sailboat pants?
Oh, wow.
Sailboat pants? He's not Jason Day.
Look, I don't know my Jason Day balloon pants on. Yeah.
Mast.
Elbow pants.
That's why I didn't wear them the second day. He'd have blown away. It may not happen. So what? At least I tried. I came up
with
an idea.
I would say this is definitely a good idea.
What would you like to see us do? How about a pickleball tournament?
I like this idea. Let's get the listeners. Put your money where your mouth is. You guys create events, and we'll go attend them.
That's what the listeners are creating the event?
Oh, Jesse,
we'll show off. You have
Jesse's
to do
cringing
all the logistics.
Speaking of near-death experiences, I had one whilst leaving a mic drop yesterday.
Yeah, boy,
also, I fell asleep whilst driving and listening to this putt-putt tournament idea. That's from Chairman Steve in Waterloo.
Yeah. Gotta be alert on the roads.
That's just you telling us you did another mic drop. Let everybody know you got one coming. Sure, they're awesome. Same thing every day.
Damn it!
They're good. I do enjoy them.
I'm tired of your text.
Putt-putt, I'm out. Sex party, I'm in. That's right. From the total package. How about that, Iggy?
Logistics-wise, this seems much easier.
Yeah. I was thinking last night, patio again last night, because I was sitting on my patio. In this new apartment, I'm facing the parking lot. And I can't even relax. I don't know what it is with my neighbors.
Because the asphalt?
I don't know what it is with my neighbors. They park and they won't get out of their car. They sit in their car for 10 minutes, and the light's shining right in my eyes on the patio. My neighbor comes home. He takes the spot right in front of my patio, and he sees me sitting there. Turn the car off and get out. Yeah, right in my eyes. I can't ever relax on this patio.
Maybe they're on a Bluetooth phone call.
Can you imagine if I have people over there having a cocktail? Here come these cars parking, just flash the lights right in your eyes, and they won't get out of their car with the stereo turned on. I mean, I can't relax out there anymore.
My car.
I can't win in this place.
My car has those automatic lights that, like, stay on for, like, a couple minutes.
Yeah, his does, too.
Out. And people are always like, your lights are on. I was like, no, they'll turn off.
Yeah, his does, too, but he don't turn them off right away. He sits in his car, and I'm like, you see me sitting here, and you see my hand like this, blocking your lights. He just sits there.
I'm always nervous to mess with my lights, because if I do, and then I get in the car at night, and I forget to turn my lights on, it's just, I'm free meat for the police.
My mugging-ass car tells me my lights are on.
Right, yeah, my car does the same thing. But, like, if I turn them off auto, that's what I'm saying. Like in heavy rain.
It tells me everything. It tells me when my window's cracked a little bit, it's not all the way up.
So I like my 04 CRV. It makes me earn driving.
Yeah, you got
to have to
analog.
Earn getting here.
Tells me how much gas when I'm...
You've got the shaking like a time machine.
You've got six miles to empty. You've got 5 miles to empty. You've got 3 miles to empty. Go get gas now.
I just like the only feature I care about in a new vehicle, if I ever do get one, is the charging pad. Because my charging port doesn't work, so all I can use are the pads.
Oh, really?
And having that and like those Acura MDXs, TLXs.
You need a new phone, brother.
Yeah, I like
the charging port is brutal. You can't use your phone, but you can't use your phone if it's charging on the pad.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah. You can't simultaneously spank and charge at the same time. It is a tough battle.
Well, we look forward
to prepare in advance for those situations.
We look forward to seeing everybody at the putt-putt tournament.
So it's on. When
Ken Stroud
Classic.
Yeah, when are the dates? We talking mid June or early July? I think celebrating America's birthday.
How about Flag Day?
Yeah, Flag Day.
Yeah, maybe August when it's 100 degrees outside. People want to be inside doing things.
Now, do you get to bring your own putter, or the stipulation that you have to use the rubber putter that they provide at the shack?
You can bring your own putter. I always brought my own putter when I played putt-putt down in Berlin.
I'm telling you, if I see someone bring their own putter, I guess it is a competitive event.
Yeah, I always played for something, and I remember the one time there was a tournament. We were playing for a bike, a new 10-speed, and me and my good friend Jerry Welsh. Me and my good friend Jerry Welsh, who lived down the street, made the finals, and he beat me on the 18th hole, and I threw my putter. And I brought my own ball.
Oh, you gotta have the Pro V1s.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'd bring my own ball because I don't like hitting those plastic balls. And then in the 18th hole, I'd have to have the guy open it up and give me my ball back.
That's nice.
Because it keeps your ball. So right. Can you unlock that? I got a crow flight in there.
I really hope that the 10-speed bike is still the prize for this imaginary classic.
Well, we've tried other things that have worked out. I remember Tim did the wiffle ball tournament.
Yeah, we did that a couple of years. That was fun,
man.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was a good turnout.
I came out to that two or three years. I was like 16 coming out.
And the winner of the tournament got to play Edmonds and Isringhausen.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great thing that is.
It was really fun.
And I remember Isringhausen comes over, and he's a balloon party guy. He'll text me. We're texting about the Masters. He put a roster together in some pool last week. And he goes, I'm honored to be a part of the biggest day of these guys' lives.
Probably true.
And the thing is, because the team that they were playing, I don't remember what the teams were made up of, two or four people. I think four. Because I was playing with my buddies and one of my brothers. And it's, I mean, there are guys, you can throw wiffle balls, you cut them, And they're unhittable. I mean, holy crap.
See that on TikTok.
And so you got a guy who's like, I don't know, 25 or 30, getting to strike out Jim Edmonds. And even though I know people think of Jason Isringhausen as a pitcher, he's still probably like the best hitter anybody knows. You know what I mean? Right. He just doesn't hit in Major League Baseball. And it was insane. But I think Isringhausen brought a ringer who is like a guy kind of like my size, but could like deal. There's a little rooster out there. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that was like, because I had come into the station to do that little package I had in high school broadcast class, but I never like got to meet the Plowboy. So I came out when I was like 16 to the wiffle ball tournament. I walked past the Plowboy. I go, man, he is skinny.
Yeah, that was fun. I think me and Weezer had a team.
Stacked. That was fun. That was a cool day.
Somebody trying to break into the studio.
It actually sounds like a big gerbil. Full-size human gerbil just like scratching on the ceiling.
I don't know where it's coming from, but I don't know if the audience can hear it. Somebody might be trying to break into
it's like SEAL Team 6 trying to get their target.
I think I heard a rope's going to drop down and the team's coming in.
I thought I heard some drilling yesterday.
Texters finally did it. They've infiltrated the base.
I was hoping maybe they're working on the fountain, but
I did.
The fountain's still not going?
They're working on it. They're getting all the winterizing done.
I think they're caulking it right now.
Yeah, they've done the last couple. I saw the white-haired guy last week. I said, when's that fountain come on? Maybe 2 weeks. Ah.
Pirate.
Stop it! No one, and I mean literally no one, has this putt-putt nonsense. You need a trank dart in the neck. Shepherd's pie.
Damn, Shepard.
No, I don't think anybody asked
some
for it.
Little Tommy Trippett.
Go fall off your bike.
Yeah, win a new 10 speed if he wins that putt-putt tournament.
Scrape your knee.
No, nobody asked for it. I was just coming up with an idea. You don't have to plan it if we do it.
Your mind's always percolating.
I'm always thinking of something. I mean, we can't do the dotem, and golf-related, we could do putt-putt.
Oh, God. Shepherd's pie, why?
I don't know, but I love shepherd's pie.
I do, too.
I enjoyed it. I'm just trying to figure out the connection. Like, I understood sailboat pants.
But I understood that, too.
Last week, Tim, when you were out there, the common name was leaf pile. You were calling them leaf pile.
That made no sense either.
I think shepherd's pie and leaf pile are in the same. You kind of know it, but you don't know why you know it.
Can't find a good shepherd's pie around here.
Llewellyn's will give you a good shepherd's pie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My little sister, before she went to Friendly Confines, worked at Liam Fitzpatrick's, and they had great shepherd's pie.
Here's an idea. Lock the Strode man in an escape room and see how long it takes for him to get out and live stream the feed on YouTube. That's from 304. Plowhawk, you nearly went to the escape room in Jupiter with Dexter Fowler, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, that was funny because they acted as if they were going to see, like, the Pope. Like, it was, like, top secret of all.
They didn't want the media following them.
And that there was the issue. I'm not saying who the media member was. There was somebody that did follow them.
No way.
Really?
I'll tell you.
I probably
who it is.
Remember it.
You know exactly who it is.
Text us.
They
no,
followed him.
I feel confident enough that I could fire a little wager.
He
right
got
now.
Reprimanded.
Yeah, I could give you the initials.
I'll text
you. Pretty much give it away, though.
I'll text the group chat.
All right. I mean, it's pretty much.
I like how Doug will get this text and have no
comment. No, I'm not adding Doug.
I think he should.
Doug's in Anaheim, and all of a sudden he'll
see some random media member.
I'm on a roller coaster, and I get this.
Okay, I said, but yeah, that was funny because they offered me a seat, so I got in on the bus, but I was like, this is probably not a good idea.
I didn't have a
way back.
You might have got on.
You kind of figured. So yeah, I remember that being a big thing. That person got reprimanded for following a couple clicks back as if he's like an FBI agent. A
couple clicks.
Great. Those are fun, man. When they allowed us to do whatever we wanted there, that was insane.
You boxed out Jed Jerko. Almost caught one.
I almost got one. Got the field.
He 100% stole this putt-putt idea from Barstool. Find a new angle, used rubber. That's from Ernie Bjork.
Barstool? What did they do a putt-putt?
They did it like last week. They had a putt-putt.
I've been talking about this for a year.
You've been talking about putt-putt courses for a while.
Iggy Plowhawk texted us the name, and then you just texted another name.
Well, that was his guess. I gave my guess.
No, it's not a guess. I knew. Yeah, that actually happened.
That person
actually did.
I thought you were guessing.
Jeopardy. Like gaming baseball writers in a text.
I love the guessing game, but no, that person I texted wasn't the person who got reprimanded by No, ask, PR.
Ask Jesse. I went to Jesse. Jesse, if you're listening, Jesse, I came to you, what, last year? Talking about a putt-putt tournament. So I didn't steal anything. I don't steal anything from Barstool.
You're stealing it from us, it sounds like.
Yeah, if I want to steal things from Barstool, I'd go get a dog showing its ween and, oh, peaches.
Peaches. This is a girl dog.
Peaches. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Jeff
Peaches
Portnoy
is like the best thing going.
Here's my dog, Peaches. We need Scotty Scheffler. Come on, Scotty. What do you think, Peaches?
What's
Peaches? That's his dog.
Dave Portnoy has a dog named Peaches.
Yeah, it's
Peaches.
Yeah, it's an insane following that dog has.
Oh, is that right?
It's a pit bull, right?
Yeah, I think he does it to sponsor the adoption agency that he got it from, I think, in Jersey or whatever.
And you don't like Peaches, I gather?
You're the only one in America that I've heard that has a problem with it. That's the only one.
I don't have a problem with it. He raises a lot of money for shelters and things. So good for him. But it's everything he does, he promotes, and let's sell some Peaches T-shirts. Hear me, here I am on my new yacht with Peaches.
Cares. Make some money.
I tell you what, I envy the hell out of that guy because he gets to do whatever he wants, and has a business that basically runs like clockwork.
Yeah, I'm probably jealous because he's...
I wouldn't say I'm fully jealous. I do.
Well, I think that's healthy self-awareness, if that's the case. If you want to psychoanalyze it.
Yeah,
his house in Miami is insane. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, he came up with an idea, and it took off, and he ran with it, and he's made it successful. God love him. I'm just tired of all the self-promotion. Thinks he's so much better than everybody else.
Now you're Boston guy.
Man,
I'm a Boston guy.
I don't have the text line open because it needs a login, but, man, if the text line...
Something's wrong with it right now. It's not opening up the mess because they're coming in fast and furious. I don't know if this is your experience here. Miss Peaches is the queen.
Yeah, that's the top text I got from Sassy.
Okay, now it's starting to work again. Iggy just said Jeff Portnoy Gatesworth his ass. That's from Dave Hay.
Did I say Jeff? I mean, Dave Portnoy. If I said Jeff, I apologize.
What an idiot Portnoy is for wanting to make money. That's from the Crystal City Clan.
Why did I say he's an idiot? I said God love him. I just don't like the self-importance where he trashes anybody who doesn't agree with him. He trashes people that are doing articles about him. He's...
Oh, man. Kettle time.
I'd trade lives with him right now. I'd be a little bit nicer.
Sticky Ricky says, obviously, the key to happiness is the fountain situation. When the fountain goes on, are you happy?
Well, it's my happy place. Some Saturdays, I'll just come up and make a cup of coffee and sit outside and sit by the fountain and relax.
Is that water a sound of peace, perhaps subconsciously?
Well, I think for a lot of people, it's a... Just like living on an ocean or sitting by the beach. I think it makes a lot of people happy water.
I wish Dave Portnoy would stop promoting his business, increasing his revenue, and building a larger net worth. What a douche. That's from the 314.
I did love the quote from Iggy. He wants to market everything. in that business, that's how you...
I'm talking about him as a person. I'm not talking about his business. I've already said he sold the company for what? $80 million and bought it back for $1.
And now starting his own sports book again with a different.
Is he really?
I think so.
I think the other one faltered.
They were owned by Penn, and then Penn Gaming. They sold it back to him.
Yeah, they're
what in the hell is going on?
They're coming through the roof any minute, boys.
Are they building us like a skyline? Or a skyline?
That'd be great.
Kind of like, see?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Actually, that'd be pretty sweet. Get that natural light.
Get natural light on your lawn from Green Envy. Oh, Bill, Green Envy. Doug and I are clients. The lawn is thick and dense. They've been in business in St. Louis for over a decade. Green Envy only uses products that are formulated for our Missouri and Illinois soil here in the Midwest. The weather conditions and the turf types, no national, generic, cheap, and effective products. With all the rain we got last week, and I think we're going to get some today. Are you getting rain?
It was sprinkling earlier, so yeah. It's going to be off and on today. I want to get out to family golf and
get your work in. You got to get after Mr. Licks.
Yeah, because I want to play a couple rounds next week.
Got to do it in the wind. Practice in the wind.
Yeah, sharp.
I don't mind short game in the wind. It's supposed to rain, though. I don't want to be out there and then it starts raining.
Yeah. Now is the time to get ahead of it with Green Envy. And for our audience, here is the deal. If you're a Green Envy customer, there are no charges for service calls for weed touch-up or for reapplying weed control. It's Green Envy, 636-757-1600. 636-757-1600. Doug and I are clients. Lawns thick and lush as the day is long. And that is because of the work Green Envy does for us. Very happy to be a Green Envy customer. It's Green Envy, sponsor of TMA. We will have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day in a matter of moments here on the radio program. Then Jackson and I are going to go down the hallway. What it's called is Balloon Party. And I would think they'll be happy, but I don't know for sure.
Tough to be upset about anything that happened. Cardinals.
Well, there's not a lot. There's not a lot necessarily on the calendar. So you got the Blues wrapping up the season tomorrow. And Jeremy Rutherford, by the way, agreed with our assessment that Drew Bannister sounds like a guy who knows he's not going to be the head coach. From that sound we played yesterday. But you got Sonny Gray dealing again. He hasn't given up an earned run, right?
11 innings, no earned runs.
How do you do?
He looks good.
Behind like 110 pitches or something.
I mean, same. It's something else. And you got the Battle Hawks getting ready for a showdown with the Showboats. Think
sure.
about that. Showdown with the Showboats, 11:30 Saturday.
Yeah, little matinee.
They get 40,000 on a Saturday morning at 11:30.
When the Cardinals are in town, too.
And they
Cardinals
come
and Brewers, yeah.
And playing in the
Is
afternoon.
Is it a day game?
Mm-hmm. On Saturday.
Holy
1:15.
Crap. I mean, that'll be...
Yeah, that's the
At that point, I might need a special QFTA deep dive on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. No, like, they come, like, pre-drunk, too. Like, I
pre-drunk. Just,
you come there, and it's an instant party. It's not like you have to ease into it. Like, they're half of them have their shirts off. Other half are, like, dressed up like Boy Scouts. And the other half, like, have, like, short, it's seriously a vibe that it's hard to explain until you go there. The dome is terrible, but I think it's perfect for that atmosphere, like the people there. I think it does work.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Ow! Jackson, all these filtered?
Yeah.
Busy day. And the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Storm's coming. And I'm not talking about the storm of knowledge on HD2 radio, known as Tim McKernan. Speaking of storms, they always remind me of the first time I saw another man's ass. 1978, Merrimack State Park. Me and my buddy Butchie went with our other buddy Ace's dad to check out the incomplete Merrimack Dam project. As we entered a neighboring cave, we were attacked by little brown bats, the very bats that had been deemed endangered and put a snafu on the late project. I ran up the hill for safety, but Butchie was kind of a dorky runner and fell in some leaves. I heard Ace's dad yell, "Don't move, Butchie, I'll save you." Well, save him he did. If saving a guy is impaling him with his sword, acting like Willie was William Wallace. To this day, I can't go see a Batman movie without picturing Butchie's face covered in oak leaves and acorns embedded in his forehead from forceful mud mashing. That's from a guy by the first name of Bo, and then his last name is Nur. And Young, quote, "I was thinking patio last night because I was sitting on my patio,"
that's right.
Unquote.
That's right.
Thanks, that's number one Asian intern. Brian Henshin, a.k.a. ASMR Fighter of Foo 23. You see me sitting here blocking the lights and offering a new whisper promo. In anticipation of the Gas Poor Possum's Putt-Putt concert or whatever terrible idea he pitched to no one in particular. Subscribe to the YouTube, donate to my favorite charity, aka my wallet, and email a tasteful nude to negril111 at AOL.com, and I'll get you an early access pass to the club selection area. Trust me, you'll want this. There are only like four or five good clubs.
Oh, nice promo.
And Young, nobody asked for it. I was just giving an idea. You don't have to do it. I just have all these ideas. Wow, that's from number one Asian intern, Brian Henshin. I'm an idea guy. See, you like that golf concert thing. Tim! Did you hear that idea I had for the Putt-Putt golf concert? Pretty good. No, you didn't? Well, what about that photo I took of number one Asian golfer, Sung Jay Henshin, off me television? Yeah, I seen the PGA posted a photo of Tiger Woods and accused them of poaching. Now I'm here hat in hand offering an apology to the Twitter account because it was clearly a totally different golfer. That's from Brian Henshin.
Yeah, we already knew that. I said that.
I recently received some bad news. It turns out the hometown bakery I've been visiting for over 20 years is actually just using Pillsbury pre-made icing. And I feel betrayed. I feel like my whole life's a lie. I confronted the baker about this information, and the fellow I was talking to said, I don't have any clue what you're talking about. I'm not a baker. I'm assistant manager at Verizon, and we literally just met in this Quick Trip restroom when you offered me $26 to perform oral on you. I immediately shouted, well, that explains the sticky Pillsbury icing all over your lips and chin. All the stranger said was, yeah, that's your seed you released mere moments ago. FYI, it tastes like you have diabetes. And that's the story of the time I accidentally had mouth sex with a stranger in a bakery bathroom. It's from the JV golf coach. Morning, guys. Tuned into TMA Time Filler because they don't understand what is meant by best of all day last night.
Time Filler is probably more accurate.
While Gus cleaned his back fat rolls. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think national syndication might be knocking at your door after the half dozen producers you got working there decided the retired Air Marshal's first call ever would lead off the 2023 new year. A call so bland, so unfunny, that it received zero laughs, zero remarks, and Doug suspended the caller for wasting everyone's time. Not to be upstaged, Iggy, for reasons unknown, said he had just remembered to remind himself to tell everyone he didn't know how his, quote, I banged 500 women story became a thing, and then he went on a six-minute hijacking, talking only to himself about knowing exactly when it happened and where. And a truck stop remote.
What was that?
He's saying that you remembered the story of telling me that you banged 500 women at a truck stop remote.
Oh, when you and I were doing a remote, was it a truck stop?
I think it was somewhere I think
it was a trucking company.
Yeah. Luckily, Jackson interjected because James Carlton was in the studio. James needed a seat and headphones, which naturally meant the oldest bag of bones with the least amount of, quote, this job is not disposable, had to displace himself. Then he just kind of meandered around the studio, knocking into things as if he forgot the people who do stuff were still supposed to be entertaining the listeners. At one point in the middle of Jackson asking James a question, Iggy started knocking on Jackson's booth window to see if he could help him look for his notebook filled with the homework assignment Tim gives him, which consists of writing down timestamps and clipping off things, a task he doesn't realize has been automated since Jackson started working for the show. Then the segment concluded with the coalition of married husbands looking to third wheel Iggy's date with our wives. It's a coalition asking if it's okay if his wife leaves the car running so his crayons don't melt while Iggy takes his wife golfing and out to dinner on her dime. The skeleton keeps getting better. That's from, thanks, it's Tilly Grundlehort. Gus is at the Sharkle House for water aerobics and craft day.
They got a pool.
I didn't know that.
A tank of some sort.
Oh, God. And finally, Sadie Hawkins, Plowboy. Sonny Gray delivered another outstanding start in Oakland in front of the Bang Bang Niner gang guy who attended the game with his son, each clad in Cardinal gear, and a few thousand of their closest friends who saw the Cardinals win 3-1 at the Oakland Coliseum. Caitlin Clark went number one overall in the WNBA draft, but I think the lead is that Iggy saw Princess Fierce Adbot's boobs on an OnlyFans leak. I know a lot about spending way too much time digging into the LinkedIn profile of someone who I believe to be a radio caller pretending to be a lawyer because some rando tipped me off with bad information and then made a complete ass of myself rambling on while presenting evidence, much of which was completely false, pivoting to Tower T, then name-dropping a couple of software developers named Sveta and Rokas, and it's great. How's Buck Swope? We're going to bring that back. How about that whole deal? I've got a few Swope's picks, future sodes in development, from a Lisa Ann versus Iggy sode, wow, to a myriad of email of the day sodes, including but not limited to Ellen Foley and Blueberry Pop Pop. I do have a YouTube channel, BuckSwope82, where you can find Swope's picks, sode 43, Remembering Jennings, as well as a dozen or so TMA mashups. I'd be glad to work with the Plowboy to get a few more Swope's peas into the Skelly, but I'm happy with the TMA all-day content I hear when I tune in. Like this morning before the show, I heard the segment where Plowboy explained he gave opening day tickets that Tim gave him to the Plow girl and her friend who he chauffeured to the game and then just went home and drank milk.
I don't remember that.
Can't go to the game. I gotta drink some milk.
Don't remember that.
That's outstanding.
Also featured Tim reading a text from Iggy about how Jimmy the Bull showed him a not-so-tasteful nude of himself. That's from Buck Swope.
Eh?
And that's what we have for the designer heating and cooling email of the day here at the tail end of the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, man, I really like the self-reflection, the self-awareness from Buck Swope, but I'm afraid that I guess it's Tilly Grundlehorn had the best email today.
Yeah, it was funny. I don't know. It made me giggle. I'm going to go with either one of the Henshin.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a moment.
Yeah, they were kind of cute.
I'm going with the Grundlehorns again. Yeah. Tilly and Gus Grundlehorn have taken the lead for the month of April. A one-goal lead over Shooter McGavin and the JV golf coach Buck Swope, Lefty Jacksmere, Kevin Miller, and Bobby Sue, all with wins so far here in the month of April. Jackson and I have a win coming up because we're about to do a balloon party from 10 to 11 on 101 ESPN. Thank you to Terry Crouppen for coming in on the program, KG in O-Town for filling in while Doug was vacationing in the Hamptons. Doug is back tomorrow, so Jackson, you get relegated back to the Horton Watkins Studios.
Nothing wrong with that.
And we will have the full roster of the program, I believe, correct? Yeah, tomorrow. So there it is. All right, time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for KG in O-Town, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Jackson Burkett sitting in for Douglas Elvin Vaughn and Tim McKernan. This has been TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.